Hello listeners, today my guest is Mrs. Cherie Vega. She is new to Loreto College this year and is in the position of Director of Academics. Welcome, Cherie.
Hi, thank you, Lisa.
I thought it'd be really nice for our community to get to know you in this podcast and what experience you bring in education to Loreto. So did you want to tell us where you've been and what you've been doing in your career to date?
Yeah, certainly. So I've worked in a variety of independent. I've worked in the state system. I've worked for the Presbyterian and Methodists, the Uniting Church, the Anglican Church, and now the Catholic Church. So quite a variety. I've been working in girls' schools for about 10 years and absolutely love educating girls. I am particularly interested in the curriculum space. So I have been a head of departments. I've managed the careers and the vocational education department. And I've also done some work in pastoral care, doing some year level coordinating and some house coordinating as well. So I've got a bit of a balance of both of the sides, but my main passion is that curriculum space.
Curriculum development?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you work with Deputy Principal Curriculum Chris Nastrom-Smith, and together you lead the curriculum leaders across our college.
Yes.
You're also, as one of our priorities in our teaching and learning framework is that acknowledgement that pastoral care of students, well-being and academic performance are all interlinked,
yeah,
and together create a holistic education. Part of your role is helping students to set goals.
Yes.
Can you explain how that works at Loreto?
Yeah, so here at Loreto, each semester in the junior years, for year sevens it starts in semester two, and in the senior years we do it unit by unit. So students are asked to set some goals that they would like to achieve in relation to a variety of areas. So we have students will set a study skills goal, so that will be looking at something that they think will assist them in their study skills over time, and particularly focusing on it for one semester. And that could be things like working on some revision tasks, set numbers of hours of doing certain things, maybe doing some mind mapping. We then ask them to look at an academic goal. And so that academic goal can be anything that they like that relates to that sort of academic space. And then lastly, we look at them setting a well-being goal, because we do know that if they focus on their well-being holistically, that will also assist them with their academics and, you know, help them have a really great semester. So one of the things that I've particularly been focusing with the girls is just making sure that their goals are actually like a SMART goal. So rather than just having a goal of studying more, which really, is a very vague goal that's probably very challenging to work out if you've achieved or not. We've been looking at setting more specific goals. So that might be, 10 minutes of homework each night for particular subjects, or perhaps working on a particular criterion. So if they know that in one subject their evaluation skills need a little bit of work, then perhaps that could be a goal that they might aim to improve that. One of the things that I found really interesting is, with the psychology behind goal setting, it is a really self-motivating and self-driving event. So one of the things that I've sort of been talking with the girls about is, not just focusing on that end goal, but focusing on behaviours. So once they've set some goals that are really important to them, thinking about, well, what can I do today? What can I do tomorrow, and what can I do this week that will actually help me achieve that goal? So not just focusing on, okay, I really want a B+ in this particular subject, but thinking, okay, well, today, what can I do today that will help me get there? What can I do tomorrow that will help me get there? So it's really switching that focus from just the goal, trying to be really specific about what it is we're trying to do, and then thinking about what behaviors they can do on a daily basis, essentially.
So they become more routine as well, and they see that incremental improvement towards the goal rather yeah. than trying to make one big gigantic leap.
Absolutely. And it makes it, you know, it makes it achievable as well if they are breaking that down. We then have a system where their homeroom mentor will talk to them about their goals, and they will check in with them throughout the semester to see how each student is going and whether they're on track to achieve their goals or whether they need to change some of their behaviours perhaps to sort of pivot and move towards that goal that they set.
Mm. There's a lot of, I've had quite a few students on this podcast talking about the benefits of their goal setting and their engagement in the learning analytics software to track their progress. And then, of course, we know as educators that the attainment of those goals and that incremental improvement really supports well-being and mental health.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a wonderful program and it's lovely to have you at Loretto. So welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thanks very much.